For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. Local officials react on news the Trump administration denies additional federal funding for Wisconsin to address public infrastructure damage from this summer's severe flooding. Milwaukee County Executive Dave Crowley with a statement.
Simply put, federal funding is needed to afford the repairs to the public infrastructure that was damaged from the flood so we can continue providing safe infrastructure for our entire community. And without this federal assistance, Milwaukee County is left footing the bill to repair and assess $22 million in public infrastructure.
The denied request for $26.5 million was made by the Evers administration in August for public assistance for FEMA for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. Crowley notes Governor Tony Evers plans to file an appeal.
I strongly urge President Trump to approve funding for FEMA public assistance so we can afford to rebuild our roads, our bridges, parks, and our public infrastructure.
In September, the Trump administration did grant a request for $29.8 million in FEMA individual assistance to households and businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. An attack at a Madison high school has led to several arrests. Three teens have been arrested for the attack, described as brutal and caught on tape at Madison West High School. Police say a student was beaten up and kicked in a bathroom late in the morning on October 15th. The student had to be hospitalized. The suspects range in age from 15 to 17. They face multiple charges, including first-degree reckless injury. Madison police say their investigation of the attack continues. A Madison woman accused of attacking her father with a knife is headed to trial. 34-year-old Jamie Anderson faces attempted homicide charges in the August attack. A Dane County judge entered a non-guilty plea on Anderson's behalf on Thursday. She's accused of walking some 18 miles from her home in Madison to Stoughton to attack her father with a knife. He escaped and was able to contact police, who arrested Anderson without further incident. Anderson, who claimed she attacked her father because he was the devil, has been ruled competent to stand trial despite her hallucinations. She's being held on a $500,000 cash bond. Healthcare providers are trying a new tactic to promote the healing effects of nature. They're actually writing prescriptions for it. Time in nature can lower blood pressure and reduce at least the perception of stress. Doctors recommending time outdoors isn't new, but hundreds of them over the last decade have taken to issuing formal prescriptions in hopes of getting people to follow through. Richland Center High School Choirs will present a fall concert on Tuesday at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. There are 30 freshman singers this year and 86 upperclassmen. The evening will include a mixture of old standards and new treasures. Cost of admission is $5. Government imposter scams are always circulating and pose a significant threat to consumers and businesses. According to the Federal Trade Commission, government imposter scams consistently rank among the most reported types of fraud annually. These scams involve fraudsters posing as government officials from agencies like the IRS, Social Security Administration, or law enforcement to trick victims into providing personal information, money, or access to sensitive accounts. Tips for avoiding government imposter scams include: verify directly with the agency. If someone claims to be from a government agency, contact the agency using its official website or phone number. Never use the contact information provided by the caller or emailer. Know how government agencies operate. Legitimate agencies like the IRS and Social Security Administration will not demand immediate payment, threaten arrest, or ask for sensitive information over the phone, email, or text. Beware of unusual payment methods. Requests for payment via gift cards, cryptocurrency, or peer-to-peer payment apps are clear signs of a scam. protect your personal information. Avoid sharing sensitive details like social security numbers, bank account details, or passwords unless you initiated the contact with a verified agency. Check email extensions. Official government correspondence usually come from .gov or .mil addresses. Messages from Gmail, Yahoo, or similar domains claimed to be government-related are scams, and report scams immediately. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters and the public to help keep the state's deer herd healthy by following all baiting and feeding bans and refraining from baiting and feeding in areas where no bans are in effect. Baiting is the intentional placement of any material, including food, scented materials, salts, minerals, and grains, to attract wild animals for hunting purposes. Feeding is the deliberate placement of materials used to feed or attract wild animals for non-hunting purposes, including recreational and supplemental feeding, except as allowed for birds and small mammals. Baiting and feeding encourages deer to congregate unnaturally around a specific location, creating an environment where infected deer can quickly spread diseases like chronic wasting disease through direct contact with healthy deer or through indirect contact in the environment. Infected deer can also leave infectious CWD prions behind in their saliva, blood, feces, and urine, creating a risk in any healthy deer that may visit the site in the future. CWD can spread rapidly when these prions remain in the area where more deer are sure to congregate, such as a feed pile. CWD is an always fatal disease that affects the nervous system of deer, elk, moose, and caribou, caused by misshapen prion protein. In counties where baiting and feeding bans are in effect, individuals may still feed birds and small mammals, provided feeding devices are within 50 yards of a human dwelling and at a sufficient height or design to prevent access by deer. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA. The Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.